This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
TikTok, 6 o'clock. Welcome back into Sports Talk this July 18th edition as we get ready for Saints training camp next week. Football getting back into the swing of things. Our trip around the NFC South continues in Carolina. We check in on the Panthers. Desmond Johnson, host of the Believe in Panthers podcast, joins us now. Des, how the heck you been doing this summer, man? What's up?
Good. It's hot. It's been very hot all summer. Ready for some NFL football.
Yes, indeed. And, last year I thought it was a big season for Bryce Young, who had an up and down, first 2 years, but under development now under Dave Canales, he looks like a clear franchise quarterback. Can he be that guy in year three for this team?
Yeah, I think he can. And I think that's why Dave Canales made the point to announce that he was going to be the starter going in. So there was no doubt in the preseason and training camp portions of the calendar. This is, all intents and purposes, Bryce Young's team going forward, which is what you want from a number one overall pick at quarterback. And Dave Canales may have saved this kid's career last year by benching him so early and allowing him just the space to just kind of take a breath and see the game. And when Bryce got back in week 13, week 14, it looked like the game had gotten slower for him because he'd been watching on the sideline, just kind of seeing sometimes the simplest answer is right there in front of your face. And for Bryce, he just needed to sit down for a little bit. And now the Panthers, now they know they have their quarterback for the next 8-9 years. They've been able to try to surround him with weapons and start working on the defense. So I'm really excited about the Panthers going into this upcoming season for the first time, probably. Well, I shouldn't say that I'm excited for the first time in a couple of years, but the excitement I have for the Panthers this year feels palatable as compared to maybe an empty hope from previous years.
I do have to remind you, Desmond, we talked prior to the regular season last year. You did say that you had some optimism, and then the week one happened, and I feel like that changed. But, Bryce Young, so you kind of just said it there. Is the idea that he has convinced you that he is the franchise quarterback, that, in 2 years he's going to be signing a massive extension, or is it still kind of a holding pattern? Does he still have stuff to prove? I'm just curious where you land on this.
That's a good question. I'm not sure if I'm 100% there yet, but I was never 100% there with any quarterback in terms of, they're the guy, going forward no matter what happens. I still had some concerns about his size or whatnot, but in today's NFL, that doesn't really matter. The quarterbacks are so protected that if this was 15 years ago, then yeah, Bryce Young, I would fear for his life every Sunday. But you can't hit a guy above the shoulders. You can't hit a guy below the hips. And his size might actually become a benefit to him because he's more likely to get roughed in the passer calls because of his size. So I'm cool with that aspect of Bryce. I love the fact I was against it during draft night. I love the fact now I've come around on them drafting Tet McMillan after seeing how many other teams were trying to go up to get him. And I respect the smokescreen that general manager Dan Morgan and head coach Dave Canales put out there about that, because I was saying on Twitter and other spots, there was no way they were going after a wide receiver. Defense was what they needed. And they were saying the same things. And for them to carry that on for a couple of months and get the guy they wanted at pick number eight, that's a gift for Bryce. So to me, that's another sign that they believe Bryce is their quarterback going forward. And that goes a long way with the team in general. If the team, offense, defense, special teams, they all believe you got a quarterback, now you can kind of move on to the next step of learning how to win football games.
Yeah, and you brought up the wide receiver room, and it's kind of a fascinating room when you look at it. Obviously, Ted McMillan, who was the first-round pick. Then you have Adam Thielen, who's kind of a journeyman at this point, but we all know who Adam Thielen is. Then behind him, Hunter Renfrow, who's kind of a homecoming. Obviously, he's not from North Carolina, but I watched him in high school at Socastee, South Carolina, so it's not too far away. It's the closest thing to a hometown team for him, so it's kind of an interesting return to the Carolinas. Xavier Leggett, South Carolina guy. David Moore, Jalen Coker. You know, what is your read on this wide receiver room? It kind of feels like it could either be a strength or a weakness, and I'm not sure what it is yet.
I was talking about this before on local media here in North Carolina a couple days ago. I feel like this might be the strongest wide receiver room Carolina's had since Jake DeLone was here, and with Moose and Smitty and Ricky Prohl and, you know, those guys. And even that, we were sitting here the other day trying to figure out, for me, the biggest storyline for the Panthers on offense going into the preseason, who are going to be the six wide receivers they keep? Because there's going to be an odd man out. You mentioned some of those names. Right now, as I'm looking at the number of guys they have in there, and that includes, guys that were fringe guys last year that grew into roles, and now they've had a chance to have a second draft with Dan Morgan where they picked up some really good talent in the bottom part of that draft. But I'm looking at it right now where you got two first-round picks starting in Xavier Leggett and Ted McMillan. Adam Thielen is your fail-safe slot receiver, wily veteran guy. He's making the team. I think Jalen Coker did enough last year where he's going to get a spot. Hunter Renfrow is going to make this team. It's just a feel-good story. I don't know if you guys remember, but him being out last year because of injury. Before that, he was kind of affectionately known as the route god. That was his nickname. Like he runs routes better than maybe 80% of the league, and they need someone that has that kind of discipline there. And he's a good, feel-good hometown story. They've already signed him for like $1 million-plus, like one-year deal. I don't expect them to cut him. And that leaves that last sixth spot, and I'm pretty sure it's going to go to the sixth-round draft pick, Jimmy Horn Jr. from Colorado. And that's mainly because he can do more besides just play wide receiver than the other guys that are going to be potentially on the cutting block, like a Dan Chisna or, you know, someone along that. But I think that's going to be the way they go at wide receiver. Now, these guys will have time to prove themselves here in the preseason, but dudes like Jacoby George that's on this roster and other wide receiver, Kobe Hudson, those guys, they're not going to make the roster. Those six I mentioned are probably going to be the six, and really you're going to be dealing with Leggett, McMillan, and Thielen for majority of the game with the other guys swapping out in the slot. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Bryce toss it to these guys. It's going to be the first time in a while he's going to have wide receivers where you expect them to catch it.
Yeah, you know, Renfrow's a guy that I kind of half expected to land in New Orleans while Derek Carr was here. Just never materialized. But, you know, I'll never forget watching Hunter Renfrow in high school because he was a quarterback in high school. And it was one of those situations where it was like, I don't know if he's a really good quarterback. He's just the best athlete in the state. So we're just going to have him play quarterback so we can touch the ball on every play. And he scored on it seemed like, every play. But I remember he walked on at Clemson. He did not get recruited to Clemson. He was a preferred walk-on. And I have never been more confident in a walk-on making an impact on a program than when Hunter Renfrow went. And obviously, you know, he became a star at Clemson, catching passes from Deshaun Watson. I think he caught the game-winning touchdown in the championship against Alabama. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this isn't really a question. It's just kind of I'm a huge Hunter Renfrow fan. So if anyone wonders why I'm rooting for Hunter Renfrow, that's why.
Yeah, he's I think he's going to be a great addition. I love the fact that Dan Morgan was kind of scouring all these different crevices and corners to find players like this because really – it's easy to get forgotten in NFL if you're out for a year or two. And he was playing in Vegas. So, like, you know, we'd kind of forgotten about him a little bit. But he's still fairly young, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's 25, 26, something like that. So he can definitely help out with this receiver core. And the number one issue with Carolina, you mentioned it earlier in this segment, where I was really optimistic about them last year, that kind of crashing down after week one, with two, a lot of it's because of injury. Derrick Brown was done before the first game was over with, so it kind of wrote the script for the defense, and a lot of the wide receivers got hurt throughout the year. They're just banged up. We didn't have depth. Once you got past whoever was on first string, if they got hurt, whoever came in after them was going to be a severe downgrade more often than not. And that's what was the problem with the Panthers last year. They got banged up the first 3 weeks of the season, and then they're playing catch up the rest of the way. If they can stay healthy, and if Dan Morgan addressed those depth issues like I think he has in the past two drafts and free agency periods, Carolina can compete. And I can say that with conviction this year as opposed to with hope the past couple of years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dez, a little bit talking away from football, but dealing with Xavier Legette seems to be a media darling. Everybody loves hearing him speak. But curious, what's going on with him and Glorilla, man?
I was about to say, Xavier Legette is having the best Panther offseason maybe of all time. Now, ESPN's following around the Kentucky Derby. He's dating Glorilla. He's in the Glorilla video. He's getting all these viral videos of him fishing and just talking and all this other stuff. And he's a character, man. He's really, really a really fun guy. But I do like the fact he's been working. He's been working in this offseason. The one thing with Xavier Legette and Tech McMillan, they're kind of built the same. They're kind of big body, tall wide receivers. But Tech McMillan catches more with his hands, and Legette catches more with his body. And he's been trying to get more handsy this year, which will make him a better wide receiver. There was a couple of drops he had last year. He had that one, was it the Chiefs, I think it was, where he had a catch and right at the end of the fourth quarter that would have put the Panthers up, and he dropped it in the end zone because he was trying to catch it with his body as opposed to just securing it with his hands. And a lot of Panther fans got on him for that. It might have been the Eagles game. It was one of those two. They played the Eagles and the Chiefs down to the wire right last year in the regular season with a banged-up unit. So, like, it gives us optimism that if we can avoid shootouts – the Panthers defense was the worst defense of all time last year in terms of the run game. If they can just get up to, like, 18th against the run, 15th against the run, they can compete for the NFC South. I mean, they won 5 games last year and had no business winning 5 games. Now they're kind of getting an identity in what they're doing. Now everyone's optimistic in July, of course, but I feel good about what they've done move-wise so far with the roster.
Yeah, you mentioned the defense, last in yards and points allowed in 2024, made significant additions in free agency in the draft. So how quickly do you think that unit can gel and show some significant improvement this year?
The offense, you said?
The defense.
The defense, I'm sorry. I think a lot of it depends on the two leaders of that defense, and Derek Brown, the defensive tackle, and J.C. Horn, the cornerback. Both these guys were first-round draft picks. Both of them just secured bags. They're the clear leaders of the defense. Derek Brown, people forget, the year prior, in 2023, Derek Brown set the NFL record for tackles for a defensive tackle in a season. That got him his bag to begin with. He's a top-5 DT that I think a lot of people have forgotten about. And with him not there, there was a gigantic hole in the middle of the Panthers' defense, and everyone just ran up the middle of their defense. And with him back, that secures a lot. The additions they brought in on the defensive line, Bobby Brown and others, that are – none of them are going to be needle movers, like a big, huge acquisition that comes in and just has a fantastic, huge year on their own. But I think collectively as a unit, the bodies that they brought in will instill more of a winning culture with Carolina on the defensive side. This is the first year in like 3 years that Ejiro Ebro is going to actually have enough pieces to actually run his actual defense. So there's a reason why he's still here. So we'll see if he's got enough. And then with J.C. Horn, this is one of those years where he can break out into a star, like a national star. He's getting paid like one. He's the number one cornerback on this team. He's going to be facing the number one wide receiver every week. And you know, in this league, everyone's throwing. He's going to be on TV a lot, either getting beat or beating somebody. And I'm hoping he can make it through the season injury free and, you know, knock on wood that he can do that. But if those two guys are leading the defense, they're prime now. They're in years 3 and 4, respectively, I believe. They're prime now to take that next step and not just be young kids playing NFL football, but guys like experienced vets that need to learn how to win.
Looking at the special teams, the Panthers breaking in, going to have two new kicker and new punter going into this year, right?
Yeah, I don't think Eddie Pinero kind of wore his welcome out last year. He, as soon as he got like the what was it? I think it was Justin Tucker that had the NFL record for like field goal percentage. And when that dropped like a degree or two, Eddie Pinero became like the guy that had like the top like completion or conversion rate. As soon as that happened, he just, I don't know, he got the yips or something. I don't know. He was missing extra points and just random things in a game you don't think about that ended up affecting the score. And we lost a lot of close games last year. So, yeah, Pinero will not be back. I'm not sure what they're going to do. They're knowing Canales and those guys, they'll bring in five kickers during training camp, and whoever they like at the end of week 3 of preseason will be who they roll with at punter and kicker. That's something where I'm sure that'll become an aspect that they'll take a large consideration too. But I don't think they're that worried about it here at the moment. They can find a kicker, but they need another cornerback, they need another linebacker, like that kind of thing. So.
Dez, always great hearing from you, man. Appreciate your time on this Friday. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, guys, stay cool down there in the bottom. I'm sure it's probably more humid down there than it is in Carolina. So just stay cool, guys. And, hey, we only got, what, a couple weeks to go?
That's
and we'll
it.
I'll be happy again.
Appreciate the time, as always, Dez. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Thanks, Dez.
That's the host of the Believe in Panthers podcast, Desmond Johnson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.